From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippen. Here are your top local stories for July 27th, 2026. Despite aggressive campaigning by Nevada Democrats, the Silver State will not hold the first Democratic presidential primary in 2028. That's after a vote Friday by select members of the Democratic National Committee. Instead, that distinction will go to South Carolina. Supporters argued Nevada's diversity and its position among Western states better reflect the country than other early nominating states like Iowa and New Hampshire. Opponents raised concerns about Nevada's ability to name a winner on primary night. It's a disappointment for party leaders who have claimed that by going first, Nevada would receive more attention from Democratic presidential candidates while also playing an outsized role in setting the political agenda in 2028. Nevada will still be among the early nominating states, but party leaders have not set an official timeline. Kalshi has agreed to a deadline to comply with a Nevada Gaming Control Board order. The company must block Nevada users from trading certain event contracts by August 12th. Those prohibited contracts involve sports, elections, and entertainment. Nevada investigators were able to circumvent previous blocking mechanisms. The Gaming Control Board had previously requested a contempt of court finding over Kalshi's failure to adequately geofence Nevada. Kalshi must now implement a stronger geofencing technology. The company will have to pay a daily fine of $120,000 if it misses the August deadline. Clark County is home to 12,000 residents living with HIV, and now more services and support are integrated under the LGBTQ+ Center of Southern Nevada. The center, a nonprofit that provides health and wellness, social and advocacy services to the LGBTQ+ community, announced its acquisition of two Southern Nevada nonprofits, Aid for AIDS of Nevada and Golden Rainbow. Aid for AIDS of Nevada and Golden Rainbow, both founded in the 1980s, are dedicated to serving people living with AIDS. Aid for AIDS of Nevada provides services including prevention, education, and case management, while Golden Rainbow provides housing and financial assistance. Antioco Carrillo is Aid for AIDS of Nevada's former executive director. Now he will serve as the center's chief housing and integrated health officer. He says the consolidation will help provide more streamlined services with one-stop access to care and long-term stability. Researchers are studying how wildfire smoke and other air pollutants are affecting dogs. The study's first findings should be released in about a year. Researchers at Colorado State University say the research could better define air quality recommendations. They say dog owners should consult air quality alerts before taking their pets outside. Current recommendations for dogs align with the Federal Air Quality Index, advising reduced outdoor activity during poor air quality days. Earlier this year, the American Lung Association ranked the Las Vegas Valley as one of the worst metropolitan areas for high ozone days. That's because more than 65 days last year were considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. This includes people with lung disease, children, older adults, and people who are active outdoors. Dogs are not currently included in that group on the federal website. Rose lives in the Mojave Desert, near her childhood home of Pahrump. A solar array called Yellow Pine is going up. She joins a small group of protesters, fearing for the survival of the area and its wildlife, among other concerns. On the bright side, Rose is delighted that she and former partner Miles are giving love a second chance. Such is the doom and swoon dynamic of Yellow Pine, the latest book by acclaimed author Claire Vey Watkins, released July 21st. It's her fourth book, following her 2021 novel, I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness, which is also set in the Mojave and Reno. Watkins, like Rose, also grew up in Pahrump. A UNR graduate and 2018 Black Mountain Institute Shearing Fellow at UNLV, Watkins renders the desert not with the usual tropes of harshness and desolation, but with an eye for its vitality and beauty. It's one of several reasons critics regard her as an important voice of the American Southwest. Hear the full conversation with KNPR's Mike Cravat at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.